This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're selfless. We are definitely selfless. We have a very interesting segment here on the Capricorn Breakfast. You know, if you're doing, you know, outstanding work, we see that. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. That's what we do here. So we've got a very interesting segment, a segment that we actually dedicate to those that are doing their best to uplift, you know, their communities. So today, Sekgosese, we got you covered. Good morning.
No, definitely we do have you covered for Breakfast Champion. We are celebrating someone from Thuto-Bokamoso Educational Forum to just talk about the work that they've been doing. We have on the line Chinaseng Kotolani, who is joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and for you being available for us this morning. So, Thuto-Bokamoso Educational Forum, what is it all about?
Thuto-Bokamoso Educational Forum erupted after realizing that there is a number of schools on our areas that are not working well on their metric results, and then so residents of those that place, particularly Pukude village, we gathered back from 2016, and then we started to bring ideas together. How can we help our schools?
And how long have you guys been doing the work that you're doing?
Probably from 2016, and then we recently registered with Social Development 2022, around that time,
All right, you know, are you only focusing on Sekgosese, or you also look at, you know, areas beyond Sekgosese?
At the current moment, we took process as a learning curve because we couldn't just open our hands widely as we were trying to navigate our way going up.
Yeah, you know. So, in terms, I think let's hear about the work that you have done up to this point, up to so far. What kind of work have you pushed out?
So far, what we normally do every now and then is to enlighten the grade 12 learners about bogus colleges or universities and so forth. And the other thing is that we share with them information how to apply for NSFAS and other bazaaries when they are available. And also on the past year and the other years, we've been buying study guides or donating study guides to Kolobetona Secondary School and also Makala Secondary School. And then so whereby it has been helpful on the learners and the teachers as well.
I mean, that's amazing. If you think about study guides, those can get very expensive. So how can the support, the community support you, rather, if there's anyone that wants to come along with you on this journey and support you in any way? How do they get in touch with you? Are you on social media? Is there an email address or, you know, a phone number? How do they get in touch with you?
My number is 07898 1023, and then we've got F&B bank account. If it pleases you, I can just mention it. That's how the community contributes to that bank account, whereby when we got enough money or anything that can manage to buy the study guide desired, and then we go and purchase, and then we distribute those things, and then we make also photos to publish that, so that people can see that where did that donation go. So the account number is 6292924614. 157. It's an FNB bank account.
I think let's give out the phone number again in case, and then whoever gets in touch, you know, you can be able to communicate all that other information. Let's get your number again where people can contact you.
The number is 078-988-1022.
All right. Thank you so much. And you are doing absolutely amazing for the community. Appreciate your time, and we wish you growth and more support that will come in and support all the children in the communities that you are working in. That's Ntate Chilas Nkotolani from Thuto Bokamoso Educational Forum.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.